Ori made an incredible sound and, without warning, pushed himself up and wrapped supple legs around Dwalin's waist. Dwalin snarled and tucked aside clothing and buttons and expectations. They were both animals, really. Ori's artwork was changing. There were still the same flowing lines and the same extract storytelling in the figures and shapes, but Dwalin could see something different there now, too. The colors were twisting into different shades. Ori had always favored earth tones before, and the way the scenes moved in the latest piece made something flicker hard in Dwalin's gut. Glenn blinked at him, amused as he thumbed through messages on his phone, always keeping an eye on his son. "Think you've been staring at those pictures too long. They look the same to me." Dwalin shook his head, looking at the canvas that hung directly over the bar. There was definitely something strange and new happening there. He poured himself another whiskey, offering the bottle to his brother. Dwalin smiled as he spoke. "Maybe you are the only one meant to see the changes." Dwalin's gaze immediately found Ori. He was chatting to his brothers, his hands stained with paint. He caught sight of Dwalin and started to redden around the edges. It was a shade Dwalin had seen in a lot of Ori's recent pieces. He drained the rest of his whiskey, that flicker inside him growing stronger. "What do they all mean?" Ori asked, running his hand down Dwalin's arm and over the tattoos that intricately patterned it. Dwalin's chest rumbled with a low laugh, making Ori's body shake. He fitted perfectly on top of the older man. Dwalin pointed to one of the simpler shapes etched into his skin, a sentimental favorite. "This one's for Balin. He's got the same one elsewhere. Rafa needed someone to practice on, and he drew what we wanted well enough. We got them done on the same day." Ori waited, clearly expecting more, but Dwalin shook his head. "Can't spend them all at once." "You'll never run out of stories," Ori retorted decisively, as though he'd seen the future. "Neither of us will." Dwalin watched Ori yawn, totally comfortable and relaxed. He imagined Ori's brush strokes on his skin. He knew the exact colors he'd choose. Thorin had taken to looking at Dwalin in a way that made Dwalin's skin itch. He waited until they were alone in Thorin's office to demand why. "You're sure?" Thorin asked, his meaning clear from the way he glanced at the framed drawing on his wall. Dwalin snorted. He should have expected this. Ever since that fucking Smaug-employed incident, Thorin had worried more than usual about the personal lives of everybody around him, even if who they fucked was trusted. He gave Thorin a look, as he had done many times before. Dees was right. Thorin needed a kick up the arse. "If you're looking for surety, you'll never get anywhere with anyone." Thorin looked like he'd been hit, but he didn't push further, turning instead to the latest security files from Bifur. Dwalin wasn't sure when it came to Ori. He didn't need to be.